Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Couple of other things to get into. There has been yet another cruise ship that has become a ship full of people spewing things out of either end of themselves.
The Poop Cruise 2.0.
Yeah, indeed. This one, according to WTVJ, was a Royal Caribbean cruise ship that has suffered a norovirus outbreak that has sickened almost 100 passengers and crew members. They said, CDC and said that at least 94 passengers on the Serenade of the Seas got sick during the 13-night voyage. Who would stay on a cruise ship for 13 nights? Wow.
And isn't norovirus highly contagious? So once people start spewing, it's pretty much guaranteed that everybody else is going to get it too.
Yep. They said at least four crew members of the 883 also have come down with a norovirus infection because of this. Have you done a cruise, Sam?
I've been on two, yes.
Same here. We did Alaska about 6-7 years ago, maybe a little longer than that.
I did Alaska in 2015.
And when I was a kid, when I was 13, my parents sent my sister and me out on a cruise out of Miami. My sister's 5 years older than me, she was 18 at the time.
Okay.
But yeah, they didn't like us much.
I was going to say, they were tired of seeing your face and said, hey.
Pretty much, yeah. So it was Christmas of 83.
To the brig.
Yeah, it was Christmas of 83, and we had a fine time, but it was a 4-day, 3-night cruise. It wasn't anything crazy, you know. The Alaska cruise was a week, and that was plenty. I couldn't imagine staying on a cruise ship, but at this point, I mean, these stories are so common. I mean, you remember that coronavirus effectively shut down the cruise line industry.
Yeah.
And it took them a while to come back, and almost as soon as they started cruising again, norovirus outbreak, listeria outbreak, some kind of an outbreak, and they're just happening all the time. Now, there are hundreds of cruise ships that are out there all the time, so even though it seems like it happens every week, it's still a very small percentage of cruise ships, but it just has got to give you pause to think, okay, what if it does strike mine?
I was lucky that both cruises that I went on were perfectly pleasant. Both were a week long. I will say the only downside of the Alaskan cruise, and I said it was 2015. It was probably 4 or 5 years before that. I was 14. The average age of the cruiser on that ship was about 80.
Yeah.
It was a long
and
week.
Most of them are. Especially the longer cruises, that tends to be the case. And I would bet that on a cruise like this, if it's going out there for 2 weeks, you've got a very heavily elderly population on there, which is, again, bad news because that means something like norovirus could conceivably kill you.
Yeah. So, there are people, elderly people, that rather than going into an assisted living home or a nursing home, will just cruise year-round.
Because the expense is actually less.
Yeah.
And you get great food and, you know, the services are all there.
They clean your room every day.
Sure. Yeah. You have everything you need. So, yeah. I mean, who wants to sit in an old folks home when you could see the world and go off and do the cruise thing? So it makes sense on that front. But still, I don't know. It would probably take some talking to get me to go back on another cruise. And honestly, part of it has just been there, done that.
It's yeah.
Like, okay.
Well, the one saving grace for the norovirus cruise is that at least the toilets were working, because that's what made the Carnival cruise that became the Poop Cruise so horrible is that they lost power, and all of the toilets on a cruise ship are on a electronic suction system. You lose power, the suction does not exist, and things pile up.
That's descriptive, Sam. That's well stated. Like I said, it would take a lot. One quick one here, and then we'll take a time out. We've got a conversation coming up with Adrima Denver, Bob Denver's widow. New book out about him. We'll get to that in just a little while. But this is evidence that no matter what your job is, even if it's something illegal, you still need to do your research. A young man in the UK by the name of Austin Karasani, age 31, is a burglar. And went to exactly the wrong house in, this is a story out of the UK, but it actually happened in Florida, Wilton Manors, Florida. He broke into a house and found out the wrong way that the guy who lived in that house was MMA fighter Henry Rojas.
Oh, those hands are lethal weapons.
Dude, the mugshots of this guy are stellar. Yeah. I mean, his face is effectively one giant bruise.
Right.
I don't know how he didn't get his nose broken. He apparently didn't. But yeah, he's got a black eye. His forehead is just purple. So,
holds up his phone for a face ID and it says no match.
No way, man. I don't even know who you are. So yeah, make sure you know, I wouldn't suggest burglar as a career, but if you're going to do it, stay out of the MMA fighter's house. More to come.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.